The church has left the building. Literally, right? Has your church left the building? That may depend on where you live, your pastor, and what restrictions are in place as a result of COVID-19. When all this began, most churches weren't able to meet for a season. Now, a few months in, and as some states reopen, smaller gatherings are allowed. Our church continues to have a smaller group attend in person, following CDC safety guidelines, while the rest of our church family watches online. It's a very difficult season. My church community is a family. We are a multicultural and multigenerational family of families committed to grow in discipleship and be on mission together for the gospel in our community. Every Sunday prior to COVID-19 was full of hugs, laughs, sometimes tears, and conversations about life. I miss those days. I miss seeing faces. I miss seeing our kiddos running around the courtyard. This past Sunday, I called one of our legacy ladies, which simply means she's older in age, but don't let that fool you, she's a firecracker. I wanted to hear her voice, hear her laugh, and see how she was. Although I started the conversation asking how she was doing, she quickly transitioned to telling me how some of the other legacy ladies were doing. Even though she is unable to be in church, she is being the church. Her faith hasn't wavered. Her mission remains the same. She loves those ladies and she keeps in touch with them weekly. She knows how they're doing. She even was able to sit with one at the beauty shop so they could catch up a little bit. She loves them well. On top of that, she sews little shirts, shorts, and dresses and sends them to missionaries to clothe little kids around the world. In this pandemic season, she may not be in the church building, but she's still very much connected to the church and loving people well. She's serving. She's praying. She hasn't drifted from her faith. She's on mission. Someone who never faltered in his mission, no matter what circumstance surrounded him, was the Apostle Paul. The book of Acts reads like an epic adventure with Paul center stage, constantly on the move for the sake of the gospel, no matter what. Acts 20:20. You know that I have not hesitated to preach anything that would be helpful to you, but have taught you publicly and from house to house. I have declared to both Jews and Greeks that they must turn to God in repentance and have faith in our Lord Jesus. This is a beautiful chapter of Paul's journey. He is encouraging the elders of the church at Ephesus and seeing them for probably what would be the last time. Paul was a teacher and an encourager. When given the opportunity, he taught at the synagogue, but spreading the gospel for Paul was in no way limited to a building. He went house to house. He would teach into all hours of the night. He stayed connected with other believers and never hesitated to do whatever it took to further the gospel of Jesus. The church doors may be closed, but church isn't canceled. It's on the move. If your faith has faltered, if your prayer life is void, if your Bible study is non-existent because someone isn't bottle or spoon-feeding you the word, wake up to the urgency of this moment. Go deeper. Don't hesitate. We are called for such a time as this to be the church. That's the truth. A recent Barna research study showed 1 in 3 practicing Christians has stopped attending church during COVID-19. Don't let that be you. Deepen your roots of faith right where you are. Stay connected and don't hesitate to show those around you, house to house, the love of Jesus. I'm Lori Klein.